Well, I have something truly, truly amazing to share with you tonight. It is June the 1st, 2015. And I want to begin by saying that I was watching Jesse Duplantis the other night, and he was talking about how souls would come out of the Father's heart. He would just draw his hand, put his hand in his bosom and draw out a soul, and the soul would cry out, "I want to be redeemed, I want to be redeemed. Can I go to earth? Can I go to earth?" And this was something he experienced, we're pretty sure, in the physical when he was transported to heaven. And if you haven't heard that, or that sharing of his, or read his book, I highly recommend it. It's absolutely incredible. And it confirms everything that we know about heaven as well. So I'm going to go ahead and get into this message and allow the Lord to do what he does the best, which is instruct us. He began, gratefulness. Gratefulness opens the door for greater blessings. Greater and greater blessings. With gratefulness comes power, the power to loose and unleash the fetters, both on yourselves and on others. When a bitter spirit is standing in the way, there is bondage. But remove the bitter spirit and healing can take place. There are so many, Claire, with a bitter spirit in the way of me being able to work in their lives. Things happen in the lives of souls that they do not understand, so they blame me and become bitter. It is true that ultimately I could have prevented what happened, but it is also true that things happen for a reason. Reasons the minds of men cannot fathom. For instance, there are those souls who, had they succeeded in their intended destiny, would have ended their lives going to hell. But because I allowed an intervention, it totally changed the course of their lives. They cannot see it, and so they become bitter. But won't that bitterness take them to hell as well, Lord? It can, if someone doesn't intervene. But I literally move heaven and earth to bring someone across their path that changes their whole attitude. Many times at the very end of their lives, when it's their last chance. Not that I don't try earlier, but some are so hardened and obstinate that it takes facing death to realize their mistaken attitude. Oh, my precious ones, so many, many times worse things were headed your way, and I withstood the devils on your behalf. You were not walking with me, you didn't know me, or even care to know me, but I protected you anyway. You see, when you live by my rules, love me and serve me, you live within the confines of the corral of safety. But when you break down the fence and take off into the wilderness, you tie my hands. However, even then I relent and overrule my norms to protect you, because I love you, and I know you don't understand what you are doing. I approach you year after year after year, to turn you from your selfish and blind path. And you ignore me year after year, blithely skipping along down the path of your own fancies. Then when you get to the end of your life and start thinking about things, looking back on mistakes, wondering when death approaches where you will finally end, even then you try to reason away the things others have warned you with. You choose different religions and say that is your way. But in the stillness of night, phantoms arise and taunt you with the truth, and you begin to wonder. Oh, I do try so hard to turn your disposition, because I know where it's taking you, and that I will never see you again. I will grieve for you. I will hear your screams from hell, but I won't be able to do anything for you, because you made your eternal decision in spite of everything I did to turn your heart back to me. And for you who know me, it is time now for you to examine your hearts and search for hidden traces of bitterness, or even pools of bitterness hidden in the caverns of your heart. Is there something you cannot forgive me for? Is there something you say you have forgiven me for, but you still hold resentment in your heart that I treated you so unfairly? Lord, I struggle with a few issues, like the family I was born into, for one. I know that, my love, and I am very sorry your parents made such foolish decisions. I certainly could not sway them, but in the end I knew the choices they would make. And I apologize to you for sending you into such a family. But may I say, when you get here, you will thank me for that? Lord, in my right mind, I thank you for it even now. I mean, I do, even now. I see things you gave me through my parents, and it wasn't all bad. And after all, you did overcome me in my searchings and save me. So what have I to complain about? I could be going to hell for the way I lived. All that you say is true, my beloved. But look now how far you have climbed up the ladder of grace, out from the deep, deep pit that gave birth to you. Look how you have taken my hand and risen up to the realms of glory with me. Surely that is to be rejoiced over. It is quite amazing. I have to say, I do feel fulfilled and happy in what you've chosen for me and how far you've brought me into this destiny. Oh, and that is only the beginning. I didn't say from glory to glory without reason. Oh, my children, if you could see from my perspective what you've triumphed over in the kingdom of darkness, if only you could see the amazing obstacles and powers and dominions and enemies you've triumphed over, you would be so very appreciative, happy, and satisfied. But not until you are here with me will you be able to see from my perspective the great victories you've won. Still, it is most important in this hour that you examine every tiny crevice of your heart and find yourself out if there's still bitterness for what I have allowed. Can you trust me with that? Can you trust that what I allowed in your life was for the best? Now that you know me, you know my nature and my love for you, that didn't stop at being cruelly executed just for you. Now that you know that, can you trust me and thank me for your life, all the good and all the bad? Oh, I am imparting this grace tonight as we speak. Yes, I am imparting wisdom not of this world, wisdom from the highest realms, my wisdom and grace, to be able to thank me for what I allowed and what I did not allow, for what I gave and what I withheld, for what I took and never replaced, all of it, good and bad, you will see served a purpose, accomplished great good, and in some cases leveled the playing field and canceled the debt so you wouldn't be consigned to hell from your very own decisions. I have spoken of this to Claire before. Many, many souls born into squalor and dying prematurely made the decision to come to earth and suffer in this way because they longed to be redeemed from among mankind. You at this time cannot understand what it means in heaven to be among the redeemed. Lord, you are such a good communicator. Surely you can help us to understand what in the world a soul would allow themselves to be born into one of those bodies that's destined to die from AIDS or destined to be raped and killed. Lord, please tell us in a way we can understand. You're asking for a great deal, Claire. I will try. You're not going to explain it to yourself in your logical mind. As I have told you before, your intellect and pride get in the way, my dearest. Okay, I'm sorry. I hear and I see what you're thinking. You're thinking, if I don't get it right, I can just delete this section. Shame on you. And your trust? Where is it taken off to? Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Oh, my darling Claire, nothing is beyond me, but many things are beyond you, because you cannot see as I see. You are still looking through a glass darkly. Lord, are you saying you won't explain it to us after all? I should spank you for thinking that. Oh, please don't. You always get me where I live. Yell in the chocolate bar. Oh, please don't tell him how bad I am. All right, then. Imagine a little bug, a ladybug, crawling along slowly on the ground. Now, imagine a bird coming by and catching up that little bug. Okay, so far I have a ladybug and a crow. Now imagine the perspective the ladybug has. And then imagine the perspective the crow has. Lord, there's no comparison. That's correct. There's no comparison until the bird picks the ladybug up and flies off with it. Then the ladybug can see as the crow sees. It's the realms of awareness between the two. I'm thinking, Lord. Come on, you ask. Now you don't want to see the answer? Lord, you know how I am. Sadly, Thomas, I do. Okay, is that any way to treat your frail bride? Is that any way to treat your loving Jesus who continually instructs you faithfully? No, I'm sorry. All right then, tell them the answer, Claire. The ladybug experiences your love as she crawls along the ground through every little grain of sand, etc., in a very, very limited way. But when she's picked up in the beak of the crow, she suddenly sees everything there is to see. Exactly. When a soul is in heaven, they do not experience the depravity of earth and sin, so they can't possibly appreciate what they have. But when they've been subjected to the utter darkness of sinful men and are lifted up and out of it, their awareness of how they are loved by me is suddenly expanded beyond all boundaries, and they experience the very extraordinary bliss of my being and my love for them. That's positively amazing. When you talk to me, I usually pick up on your thoughts and put them into words. But this example, I was totally blind. Every image I didn't get until the very end, like kind of falling backwards into your waiting arms, which I can't see. I just have to trust. Yes, I have to talk to you sometimes this way because the line of thought and where I'm going is totally out of your reality. Like those events I warned you would be part of the tribulation, the strange creatures, etc. So I have already blessed you tonight by imparting wisdom not of this world, wisdom from the highest realms, my wisdom and grace to be able to thank me for what I allowed and what I did not allow, for what I gave and what I withheld, for what I took and never replaced. All of it good and bad, you will see, served a purpose. So, in essence, those of us who got the rawest deal will experience the very greatest depths of your love? Yes, my love, now you see it. Those who are forgiven much shall love much and shall see the enormity of my love. The greater the knowledge of darkness, the greater the appreciation of the light. I bless you all again now. Take your time with this. It is quite deep and a challenge to understand. But this night I have imparted the grace to understand as you listen. The greater the sorrow and bitterness you've experienced in this life on earth, the more grateful you will be in heaven and the more bliss and joy you will experience for eternity.